From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri officials have agreed to strict limits on the administration of antipsychotic and other behavioral drugs to kids in its foster care system. Dan Margulies reports.
The settlement resolves a class action lawsuit charging that Missouri foster care officials failed to properly safeguard the conditions under which the powerful medications are dispensed. John Ammon heads the litigation clinic at St. Louis University Law School, which worked on the case.
It provides great protection for kids who have severe problems, many of them behavioral issues, other mental health issues.
There are more than 13,000 kids in Missouri's foster care system, and nearly a quarter receive psychotropic drugs. The settlement calls for improved medical record keeping, stricter informed consent protocols, second opinions, and better staff training. I'm Dan Margulies.
A judge appointed retired Judge Michael Bradley of Columbia yesterday to investigate allegations filed against Republican Eric Greitens' attorneys by Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. She alleges that Greitens' attorneys threatened to ruin her if she didn't back off the Greitens' investigation. Gardner charged Greitens with invasion of privacy in February 2018 for allegedly taking a compromising and unauthorized photo of a woman during an extramarital affair. The charge was later dropped, but Greitens resigned in June 2018. The Department of Agriculture says fewer than 40% of the researchers whose jobs are being transferred from Washington, D.C. to Kansas City will make the move to the Midwest. The Kansas City Star reports that U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced in June that the USDA would move more than 550 jobs to Kansas City. A USDA spokesperson told the Star yesterday that 145 workers will follow their jobs to Kansas City, while 250 will leave the agency. Members of the Kansas and Missouri congressional delegations and the state's governors praised the USDA's move, saying the research agencies are a good fit for their region. But critics argued that moving them will make it harder for federal policymakers to get objective research. Penalties for poaching are increasing next month, according to a Columbia, Missouri report. Governor Mike Parsons signed the bill into law Thursday, raising the stakes for those illegally killing Missouri wildlife. The new law imposes a fine of $10,000 to $15,000 for elk and black bears, and fines from $1,000 to $5,000 for whitetail buck, as well as $500 to $1,000 for each wild turkey or paddlefish killed illegally. Poaching has previously been defined as a misdemeanor and brought fines ranging from $1 to $1,000. Proceeds from the poaching fines go to the state's School Monies Fund. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.